Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Colossians chapter 2. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 23 verses of Colossians 2.
Colossians 2. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ.
Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority.
In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead.
And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross.
He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. If, with Christ, you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used, according to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body. But they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh.
In 1986, I read Colossians 2 on one day, and I wrote, "He is the fullness of the deity. We were dead in our sins, but through his forgiveness, gain eternal life. Jesus is all and in all. Don't get bogged down in religiosity, self-made religion." 10 years later, in 1996, I read Colossians 2 in one day, and I wrote, "In him, walk in him, rooted and built up in him. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. You are complete in him circumcised." And 10 years later, in 2006, reading the whole Bible that year, I read portions of Isaiah and portions of Colossians 2. Concerning chapter 2 of Colossians, I wrote, "In Jesus, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form." And then I wrote, "Our debt, sin nature, was nailed to the cross with Jesus." And that ends my journal entries on Colossians 2. Early in chapter 2, Paul refers to the mystery in Christ once again, like he did in chapter 1. In verse 2, he says, "God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." It's a mystery that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So if you need wisdom and knowledge in your life, you get it in Christ. I know I regularly pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I find it in the Word of God, and I find it in Jesus. Let's look at verse 6. Therefore, as you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. I presume most of you Ad Bible listeners have received Christ. So the question is, are you walking in Him? We walk in Him by staying close to His Word, by understanding His precepts, His commandments, by gaining His wisdom and knowledge as we just read about in verse 2. So as a Christian, are you walking in Christ? Verse 9 says, for in Him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. This is one of those concepts, again, I cannot comprehend. The fullness of God, like we read in chapter 1, dwells in Jesus. Now let's jump over to verses 13 and 14. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with Him, having forgiven us of all of our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This He set aside, nailing it to the cross. That, friends, is the power of the gospel message. God has chosen to forgive us. Jesus canceled the record of our debt that stood against each one of us. Its legal demands are death on our part, but He set that aside, nailing it to the cross. Don't you just want to shout the hallelujah? Your sin record has been nailed to the cross. It has been set aside by Jesus. Jesus has been given the authority to do this. Look back at verse 10. And you have been filled in Him who is the head of all rule and authority. Look down at verse 15. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. So yes, Jesus had the authority to cancel our record of debt with its legal demands. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verses like these remind us of the book introduction that said this book is all about Christ. It's all about Jesus in Colossians. Paul finishes the chapter by saying, let no one pass judgment on you anymore concerning religiosity. Remember, Paul was writing to the church of Colossae because they were facing some false teaching. We also face false teaching. Many of us get caught up in religion versus the Word of God. So Paul is freeing the church of Colossae from the rules and regulations of men. Questions of food and drink, festivals, new moons and Sabbath, worship of angels. He's saying, forget about all that stuff. The substance belongs to Christ. Hold fast to Jesus. Focus on the true gospel message, not all these distractions. He reminds us in verse 20, when we accept Christ, we die to the elemental spirits of the world. We don't need to be subject to those kind of regulations anymore. Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, all according to human precepts and teachings. He finishes the chapter with verse 23. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. Paul is reminding us to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is back in verse 13. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with Him, having forgiven us of all of our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This He set aside, nailing it to the cross. That's the gospel. That's what we focus on. And when we receive that, when we accept that, we go back to verse 6. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, not in religiosity, not in self-made religion, but in Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for the freedom of the gospel message of Jesus. We thank You that You canceled our debt, something we cannot do on ourselves, but You did it, nailing it to the cross. You took the legal penalty we deserved, which was death, and You exchanged that for eternal life in You. All we can do is say thank You. And then, for those of us who have received You, we can walk in You as our token of thanksgiving for what you have done for us. Thank you for freeing us from self-made religion. Protect us from its tentacles of temptation. Keep us walking in you and you alone. Hallelujah. Amen.